today will be continuing. Maybe we'll talk a little more about the Tosfos. Then there'll be a packet, Bez Hashem, for Monday on the Tosfos. And Sunday we'll continue the packet from last Sunday in Dover Dover. There's still more, if you didn't get, there's still more packets here from this past Sunday. Okay. And etc. Okay, let's take a look and give a little bit of the, we're up to the Tosfos Haikula. So we'll do that today. And you can see there's something in this Tosfos that the Ramban is going to relate to the Tosfos that we just did. So we'll do this Tosfos and we'll do Chumash and then we'll come back. And then I still wanted to do a couple of more things on Eirech HaMem and Bisurin. And then the Tosin, and then the next big sugya is Eri Chasim and Eri Mesiva. And after that, I think we should do a little Chazara, and then start from there. Okay. So the Gemara, on top of Gimel Amud Aleph, says, that we know we have an institution of the Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam, and it's Machlokas Rabba and Rava, what the point of the Takana is. But it's a kula to have one aid come, one shliach come, and especially according to Rava, it's a kula because. Because Kiyum Shtaros Nim normally needs two Eidim. And here you're making this type of Kiyum Shtaros with one Eid, the Shliach. And so he's saying, Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. So the Gemara says, top line, Haikul Hu Chumruhu. You think you're saying you're making life easier. Mekayim the Shtar. Chumrahu, why? The matzach lotre lo osibal maru posale. Chad osibal maru posale. So says Rashi, haikul bitmia, the matzachas tre, the maimer lishmo, sulamotibal ara, hashta osimar voki chad la badi chad. So Rashi says like this. You see, if we would, in other words, it's like the concept like in life, if you take, sometimes if you try to take a shortcut in the beginning, you suffer in the end. So the same thing over here. What are we're allowing one aid to say, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, so that means he's either testifying on the Lishma or on the Kiyum Hashtar, but that could mess us up in the end. Because if ultimately the Baal is Ma'arer, Keneged the Shtar, and he says it's Mezuyaf, so then it's gonna not be good, because it's one against one. You see, if we would require two people to come in the beginning and say that it's Lishma, or say that it's, Mikuyam, so then, if the Baal comes later, we won't have a problem, because they won't be believed. It's one against two. It's not going to be believed. But by the fact that what that you're saying we want to make it easier for the woman, so we're saying it's enough that you have one aid, but that's a cool in the beginning, but in the end of the day we might suffer from that, because then the Baal will come and contest, and then we're finished. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Matzrach is like today, the name of the Shema, Sulamoti Bala Ara. Hashti Osiu Ma'ara. Uki Chad Levade Chad. We're going to see there's a whole brisker of on this Rashi. We'll talk about it. Yeah. Yeah, Chumra means to make your life easy. Chumra means to make things hard. So he's saying, you think we're making it easier for the woman by allowing one person to say, b'fani nechton, b'fani nechton, you think that's making things easier? That's making things much harder. Because in the end, if the Baal contests, since there was only one person saying b'fani nechtom, b'fani nechtom, so now everything's on freeze. So that's what it says. Haikulu chumrahu dimtzachas leitzvei lo'osi ba'al maro posalei chan osi ba'al maro posalei. So what's the Gemara's answer to that? Kevin do'omar mar b'fnei kama nosno lo. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Amar B'fnei Beis, Chad Amar B'fnei Gimel. Where since when the person says B'fani Nechtom, B'fani Nechtom, so he has to give it in front of either two people or three people, so it's like public knowledge that the get was sent from the Baal. So Meikar Meidak Daik V'lo'osi L'Rui Nafshei.
He's
saying that since the shliach is going to give the aid, to give the get to the woman in front of the two people or three people, he has to say in front of two people or three people. So the shliach is very careful to make sure that the Baal is not going to contest, because it makes the shliach look bad if the Baal contests. So since he knows he's doing it in public, so when he gets the get from the husband, he makes sure that the husband really means it. So therefore, the husband is probably not going to be ma'arer. And if he would be, inami orer einu neman, divadi dak b'mosei shapir, he's not going to be believed. So we're not going to believe the husband. In other words, once you have b'fani nechtom, b'fani nechtom, we're not going to believe the husband. Okay. So Tosa says, haikul hu chumruhu b'resha isha rabba. Yamim tal chumru shech mardan le'ab sofa.
What's the case over there? The case over there is the din of what? Aguna. The din of an aguna is that we believe one aid. That a woman, her husband left her. They don't know where he is. Maybe he's dead, maybe he's not dead. So one aid says he saw that the husband is dead. He saw his dead body. So the halacha is that normally that's not good aidus. Here, the woman's going to remarry based on testimony of whoever. So he says, how could he possibly remarry
If you only have eight, so the halacha is, eight echad is sufficient. Because if an eight echad says to the woman that your husband, I saw him dead, she can remarry based on that. Not to leave her aguna. Which breaks the normal rules of, because this is not like, eight echad is nema bisur. Right, if you, eight echad tells me this piece of meat is kosher, I could eat it. But we're talking about here something much more significant. This is to make a woman not to be an Eishes Ish anymore. And yet, we say Eid Echad is good. Eid Echad is good that Mishum Iguna, Rabbanan made a kula Mishum Iguna. Made it easier. There's a whole discussion how does that work. I mean, but that's the din. So the Gemara has a question. So the Gemara says, but why do we believe him? Why do we believe one aid when it comes to the woman remarrying? To believe one aid? So the Gemara has a statement over there. Meaning like this. Because the halacha is, if you have one aid that says that the guy is dead, and she remarries, and it turns out that he's really not dead, och and vey. She has to get divorced, her kids are mamzerim with the second man. It's all. But if we would need, if we would have two eidim, then that wouldn't be the, as if she would marry based on two eidim, then that wouldn't be the halacha. In other words, since it's only eid echad, so if it turns out that the eid echad is wrong, then you suffer all the consequences because it's only an eid echad. So he said, you don't say it. So the Gemara says over here that the reason why the Eid Echad is believed is that since the halacha is that if he turns out to be wrong, then she has to get divorced and her kids are mamzerim. So she's going to be so careful to make sure that Eid Echad is telling the truth. Because since the ultimate consequences are so severe, so we're going to make sure that that it's that it's telling the truth. So that's what the Gemara says. Mipnei chomer shechmarta labesofa. Since the consequences are going to be so severe if it turns out that it's wrong, so that's a reason why we're makel. Because we're makel because we assume, since everyone knows the consequences are going to be so grave in the end of the day if it turns out not to be true, so then they'll make sure that it's true before she remarries based on an eid echad. That's what the Gemara says. So that's what the Gemara says there in Peches Amud Aleph. So then the Gemara asks the question. The Parich lo lichmir v'lo lekel. So the Gemara asks the question, why do we do like this? Why don't we say that Eid Echad is no good, and you need two Eidim, And then, if two Eidim will come, she could remarry. And if it turns out that they're wrong, she's still okay because she followed two Eidim. Because which is better off for the woman? To follow one Eid and in the end have a potential of a major mess up if the Eid is not telling the truth? Or make her get two Eidim and what? And therefore, even if it turns out that the two Eidim are not true, well, we still have a right to follow two Eidim, so then everything will be okay. So the Gemara says, the Gemara has a question, why should we follow Eid Echad and she'll get messed up in the end? Let's not have the kula, lo lekil, let's not have the kula of Eid Echad, let's have required two Eidim, and then at the end of the day, you won't get messed up, even if it turns out that the two Eidim are not telling the truth. So the Gemara answers that it's Mishum Igune Kil Barabon. That since we want her to be able to remarry, we want to give her the kul of an Eid Echad. Even if that means in the end, she could have a potential mess up. But on the other hand, it could be there won't be a mess up. So we'll rather risk it. Mishum Igune Kil Barabon. So Tosus asked the Kasha, Lo Shaykh the Mifra Chai Kula Hu Chumruhu, the Mitzrachas Le Treyu Bo Baila Muteris Lachso, Kid Amrin and Hossam. Ashtar Becha, Teitze Mizeo Mizeo. In other words, why do you call that a Kula? In other words, the Gemara is saying, Mishumi Gune Kula Bo Rabona. Since we want her to remarry, so we're Mekel, she could follow 1-8. But why is that called a kula? Since ultimately you could have a potential mess up, why is that called a kula? Just like over here, we said if you have one eid b'fanim nechtom b'fanim nechtom, the Gemara asked the question that could be a potential mess up, and then the Gemara had to give an answer that it won't be a mess up. But since it could be a mess up, that's not called a kula. So the same thing the Gemara should have asked over there. Why should you act? Follow one aid because Mishumi Gune Kula, but that's not a Kula. It's not a Kula because ultimately she get messed up in the end of the day. So that's not a Kula. It's not a Kula. Our Gemara says that the fact that we follow Eid Echad by B'fanim Nechtom, B'fanim Nechtom is a kula. Then the Gemara says it's really not a kula, because then the Baal can be ma'arim, mess you up. And the only reason the Gemara said it, in the end of the day it is a kula, because the halacha is the Baal can mess you up, because you have to do it in front of the Bezdin, so therefore that's considered final. And even the Baal tried. But lo yitzor, the halacha would be that the Baal could come and mess you up, that wouldn't be considered a kula. So the fact that the halacha is that what? That he could come, that the husband could appear, and he could get messed up. So therefore, that's not called a kula. See, if we would require two Eidim to remarry, then the halacha would be, if you have two Eidim, then even if it turns out that they're not telling the truth, you're safe. But if you remarried based on one Eid, and it turns out it's not true, then you got to get divorced and all your kids are mamzerim with the second husband, etc. So the Gemara says, oh, Mishumi Gune Kula Barabonim. But that's not a kula. A kula is a true kula. This is a kula that's a slippery slope. It's a kula for now, but it could be a mess up, major mess up in the end. And the Gemara, and our Gemara says, whenever the kula is only for now, but there's a major mess up in the end, this nish haste the kula. That's not a kula. And the only reason why Agamar says it is a kula is because there is no mess up in the end in Agamar. But in that case, there is a potential mess up in the end. So therefore, it's not a kula. So why did the Gemara in Yevamos, when the Gemara said, "Show me gula kula rabbanon," the Gemara should have asked, "That's not a kula. That's a chumra."
That's toast to kasha. Take a fresh, take a breath.
Yeah?
Toast is unbelievable. The gobbles of toast. Gotta go through every toast. Chasam Sofer said every Jew should know every toast. That's what he said.
Yeah, let's see that inside. Bereisha isha rabba gam yitoh chumash echmarta le besofa vayeir echad deparach lo lichmir velo lekil.
The Gemara says, why you be mekil, you should be machmir. Don't be mekil, don't be machmir. Means, let her get two eidim. And this way we won't have a kul of one eid, and we won't have the chumra that she'll mess up in the end. And so what does the Gemara answer there?
Mishani mishum igiuna ikulu borabonon.
The Gemara says, no, we choose the one aid because Mishum Iguni Kula Barabon. So Tosis asks, but based on Asugya, that's not called a Kula. Because based on Asugya, whenever there's a potential, even though it's easier now, but if at the end of the day there's a potential mess up, our Gemara says that's called a Chumra. So what do you mean Mishum Iguni Iguni Barabon? But this is not a Kula. If the halacha would be that you could remarry on based on Eid Echad, and even if the guy shows up in the end, you're still okay, then I understand it's a kula, but that's not the halacha. The halacha is you can remarry on based on Eid Echad, but if the husband shows up alive in the end of the day, major mess up, you got to get divorced, your kids are mamzerim, so this nisht hates the kula. So why did the Gemara ask that? That's Tosis Kasha.
Meyudik. 1 second.
Yes.
why it's not cool because it could, but the woman's so careful in this case, so obviously the woman, because she knows what the problem is, because if the her husband's since she knows if her husband's still alive, then she knows she has to go through the divorce, her kids will be mounted, so...
Okay, so that's why we give her the kula, that she could get married based on Eid Echad. But our Gemara says, you sold, that a kula is only, if it's a real kula, that it'll only be a kula for you. But if there's a mess up in the end, our Gemara says, that's not a kula. Right? That's what Agamar says. And the only reason why it is a kula in Agamar of Eid Echad B'fani Nechtam is why? Because there won't be a mess up in the end, because you have to give it in front of Bezdin, so even if the Baal is Ma'arer, he won't be believed. You hear the kasha? Appreciate the kasha first, before you see the tarots. Yeah, Harry Grunfeld?
Why don't we play the probability game?
But it's still possible. And if it will happen, it's going to be a major mess up. Mucho mess up. You hear the kasha?
Yeah.
Hagon Ravash? Say. Yeah, but ultimately the fact that she's listening to one aid is going to cause hatsaris, could potentially cause hatsaris in the end. So our Gemara says when it can potentially cause you hatsaris in the end, that's not called a kula. There's a lot of Gemaras. What's in front of the Aiden?
If the Shliach comes with a get in front of one Aid, the Shliach is considered as an Aid also. So therefore, it's as if the Shliach is bringing the get in front of two Aid.
Yeah. Wait with that. You hear the Kasha? Do you appreciate the Kasha? It's a Muradik Kasha. You have a Teretz? Tosh is going to give a murder to Teretz also. Sometimes the Kasha is better than the Teretz, but here I think the Teretz is an excellent Teretz. I mean, who am I to say? It's always excellent. But Tosh is always excellent. I'm saying sometimes you hear a Kasha. I'm not talking about Tosh in general. You can hear Kasha, and then the Kasha sometimes is better than the Teretz. But here, I think the Teretz is very, very stark Teretz. Want to see the Teretz? It's so glatt. You ready? Hasim zimnu du lef shul atzaking shul roi ele echad sheyemake shubayla.
Beautiful.
You have a Teretz? The Tosa said like this. If your ultimate, Aragamar seems to say, if you have an ultimate mess up in the end, that's not called a kula. So if you're going to rely on one aid to say, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, so that could be a potential mess up because the Baal could be Ma'ar. Right? So Tosus asks, so why did the Gemara ask the Kasha that Mishumiguni Kilu Barabonan to follow one aid? What's the Kula? That's a Chumra. So Tosus has a beautiful distinction. So Tosus has to explain the distinction between the Aguna case of Meis Baila and the case of the Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam. So he says, very beautiful. He says like this. You see, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, we don't always have a choice to get two Aiden. Because who says there were two Aiden? Maybe there was only one person who saw the husband who recognized him. You can't produce more Aiden than there are. So maybe if there was only one Aid who saw the dead body, and no one else was around who recognized it, and we're not going to rely on that Aid, then we're up a creek, even though ultimately there's a chumra in the end. We don't care that there's a chumra in the end, because we have no choice. If there's only one aid, there's only one aid. So we don't have a choice to say, oh, get more aidim. You can't, but you don't necessarily have more aidim. Who knows where the body is, and you can't just send people there. And so you don't have a choice. So if the only choice is, believe the aid echad, or you can't, or say, or the other choice is that you need two aidim, but if you don't have two aidim, then you won't be able to remarry. So in certain cases, you don't have a choice. So what? So of course, follow the aidim. And that's called the kula, even though ultimately there's a mess up, because sometimes that's the only choice. But when it comes to the fani nechtam, so what's the big deal? Send another, get another person to see the chasima. See the ksiva. Then you could always have gotten more. You could always. Why did Chazal make a case that you only need one person delivering the get? So make a halacha that you should get two people to deliver the get. But when it comes to the dead body, so when it comes to writing the get, you could get as many people as you want. So then the Gemara says, why did Chazal say it's enough to have one? Why didn't they make Ikara require two? And one is not such a kula because in other words, Tosa is saying an Agamara that says that it's not a kula because ultimately there's a mess up when there's an alternative. By Bifani Nechdom, there's an alternative to get two people to watch the Kasim and the Chasim and deliver the get. But by Meis Baala, you don't have that alternative. There's no alternative. So if there's no alternative, there might not be an alternative. Because there might be only one person who saw the dead body. So then it's a kula to follow that one eight echad, even though ultimately there could be a mess up in the end. Because there's no alternative. Look inside. Look inside. The Hassam, in the case of Yavamos, Zimnin de lo efshel atzakim. Because over there, what are you saying? Don't rely on one, you should have two. But who says we have two? Maybe there's only one aid who saw. And even if there was more than one aid, but who says they're all going to be able to come to the Beis Din where we are to testify? But here you could say that you need to sign the get in front of to write it and sign in front of two and you have to get two people to deliver it. That you could always arrange. So that's the Gemara saying. Why do you have one person, one shliach b'fanim nechtam b'fanim nechtam? You're telling me it's a kula, it's a chumra. So you should require two because you could easily get two because you're making the situation. So get two people. But when it comes to a dead body in the middle of nowhere, who says you're going to have the two? So that's why the Gemara didn't ask that it's mishum iguni kula rabbanon. That's not called a kula. It's good, no? Very, very glatt. Go to Ravesh. No, I mean the Ravesh.
I don't. One thing I don't get is the cases.
What?
The cases are still very different. Our case over here, there's a better chance that the guy's going to come from the zoo up and try to mess everything up than there is that someone's actually going to see a dead body. Like, unless there's a conspiracy with the husband and this guy was testifying that he's dead when he's really not, that case just seems so much more random. Like how often is your guy going to see a dead body?
Yeah, but if you only have one person who saw it, and you're saying, well, why we should get two people, so this way there won't be a mess up in the end. But if the halacha would require two people, and that means if you don't have the two, she can't remarry, then you're putting us in an unbearable situation. Now, Shane came to the funny nechtam, you could always have gotten two people to witness the...
Look, I'm saying a question to begin with. There, how often is the Baal, is someone going to actually make a claim that he saw, if he sees a dead body, he sees a dead body. The woman will believe that he saw a dead body, so she can't. But over here, it's very possible that the Baal is going to come to New York. He wants to mess her up, or whatever it is, or Tosos wants to be glass, I don't know, whatever it is. But it just seems like they're very different cases.
There are different cases, but the question is that it's the same you sold. When do you call some? So those are both cases. The Gemara wants to say that mishum iguni kula barabanan. Whereas mishum iguni kula barabanan to just have one shliach, one aid come and say b'fani nechtam, and mishum iguni kula barabanan to say one aid echad by meis baila. Both one. So that's the question. Why? Why one, and in our Gemara, the Gemara then questions it. That doesn't just stop. Mishum Igula Gurabana questions it. That's not a kula. And then the Gemara had to give an answer. But in Givamas, the Gemara stopped short and doesn't question why is this called Why is this called a kula? It's a chumrah because ultimately there'll be a mess up. The Gemara never even questioned that. Why in Yevamos did the Gemara not question? And in Gittin, the Gemara questions. That's Tosa's question. And the answer is because in Gittin, we may not have an option to say, get two people. In the Yevamos, rather, we may not have an option. But in Gittin, we definitely have an option. Yeah, Herr Spear.
The first one was mentioned about the fact that it might only have been seen one person. It seems that that seems to make sense. But the second point, where it says maybe the two people aren't able to come, I mean, you could say the same thing by our case here. It doesn't seem like that particular detail is necessary. That's what this is mentioned.
You're saying that. You're saying even if you want to say maybe more than one person saw the dead body.
The answer is it's fine just based on that first one. Then.
Why did he throw in that extra? extra. I don't know. I'm sure when you have to look at one of these Mefarshim, like the Green Book or the Masif, to see if anyone asked your question. But why is he throwing in that added? Oh, yeah.
I understand that in Yevamos they have no other choice, but bottom line is that potential mess up.
But the other possibility is that if we only have, say, we only have one aid, so should we just say, okay, don't get married the rest of your life? Get married, and there'll be a potential mess up. In other words, we'd rather if there's no choice, we'll consider that a kula, even though there's a potential mess up, because it's only a potential mess up. There's an actual marriage that's going to go on. She's going to remarry. So a potential mess up, if there's no alternative, we'll call that a kula. But when it comes to the other thing, that's not a, you know, there's not a potential. We have an alternative. If there's an alternative, then you shouldn't look even for a potential mess up. So that's what our Gemara answers. That there's not even a potential mess up, because even when there's an eid echad, it's going to be b'fnei shnayim. So the baal is not going to be neman. Toasters. Shorter than the other one. Okay, everyone say? Now, okay. Good. So, Rez Hashem, what I'd like to, we'll start Chumash soon. I'd like to, hopefully we'll have the packet for Monday. There's a nice packet on Taninan. And then we'll continue on with the Toasters in. And I told you I want to give you maybe one or two more packets on Eidach and Eman Bisurim that I promised that I would do. and then we'll go to Eidach Hasima, Eidach Masira is very important, Sugya, and then we'll do some Chazar. So Sunday, Bez Hashem, will continue Dover Dover. We still have some packets from Dover Dover if you didn't get. Okay, we'll continue in a minute. What do you think? You hear the word. Yeah.